Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm John McEnroe, and you're listening to the Tennis Podcast.
Hi, my name is Grigor Dimitrov, and you're listening to Tennis Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mats Wilander, and you are listening to the Tennis Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome to the Tennis Podcast, brought to you in association with The Telegraph. My name is David Law, and I'm happy to say I've come back from Ghent, and I am British, and Great Britain are the champions of the world. So that makes me kind of one of the champions of the world, doesn't it, Catherine Whittaker?
In the most roundabout way feasibly possible, yes, David, sort of.
Yeah, and it was exactly a year ago here where I was the champion of the Tennis Podcast, wasn't it, when I beat you on the Royal Albert Hall court?
It's like opposites day. That's completely a complete butchery of what actually happened, which is that I won twice.
Yeah. The reason she won twice, if you weren't listening to the Tennis Podcast a year ago, is because while match point down, I cheated, didn't I? And I pretended that the ball was in when it was actually out. And then I ordered the point to be replayed and Catherine won again. And so, yeah, I did indeed lose that match. I tell you what would be really great here at the Royal Albert Hall where Champions Tennis is taking place. Wouldn't it be good if we got to speak to one of the Davis Cup team? Wouldn't it be good?
Yeah, it'd be a bit of a dream come true, wouldn't it?
But pretty handy that Jamie Murray's here. Jamie?
Just by chance.
Just by chance. You've just played on the Royal Albert Hall court. Who did you play against? What was it like?
I played with Mats Wilander against Magnus Larsson and Henri Leconte, which was a lot of fun.
Whose team were you on?
I was with Mats Wilander. It was it was cool. I mean, Henri Leconte, I played with him here before. He's he's certified crazy, but that was cool. I mean, it's nice to play with those guys. I mean, they're all, you know, legends of the game, and it's cool to obviously come play at the Royal Albert Hall. It's such a kind of iconic venue, and you know, you never normally associate it with sports. So it was something different, and it was cool to do it.
This has been some year for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been been my best year by an absolute mile. Yeah, I mean, had a great year with John Peers. We got to final of Wimbledon, final of US Open. I think I finished year 7 in the world, and we finished at 4 in the team rankings. So got to play at the O2 finals for the first time, which was awesome. And then obviously Davis Cup the whole year has been incredible experiences, and you know, topped off in Ghent at the weekend.
Ghent at the weekend. And Catherine, you weren't in Ghent, but I imagine, and we haven't had a chance to have you on the show since we did the shows at the Davis Cup final. How excited were you?
I was pretty excited, yeah. Though I wasn't there, I was draped in a Union Jack. I was watching with two Golden Retrievers who were also draped in Union Jack flags, which is quite a sight. And it's amazing how thrilling and how much atmosphere can be conveyed via the medium of a television and a radio. Because, of course, I had the television on with David Law's radio commentary, a simulcast of media, and the dogs were almost as excited as I was.
Well, that's good. Glad that you're on towing the party line. Jamie, just give us an insight what it is like to be out there on that court. I mean, how nerve-wracking is it for a start?
It was intense. I felt nervous. I didn't feel like, you know, too bad about it. I mean, I was really looking forward to playing, and it was, you know, for me kind of growing up as a kid, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to do, is to play in, you know, big stadiums in front of a lot of people. For me, that's where the fun in sport is. And it was intense, but I was enjoying it. I wouldn't say that I necessarily played my best ever tennis match, but we focused as hard as we could, tried to just play one point at a time, and thankfully we got over the finish line, and obviously Andy was able to go on and finish it the next day.
Yeah, it's an incredible achievement. And so what will happen to you after you play another match tonight at the Royal Albert Hall? Who are you playing with tonight, by the way?
I think I'm playing with Sebastian Grosjean against Michael Perrenfors and somebody else.
That's pretty good. And what will the next few weeks be like? Will you get a chance to actually have a break? Because obviously you're starting a new partnership now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to play with Bruno Suarez next year, Brazilian guy, very experienced player, been at the top of the doubles game for quite a while now. Really excited about that. New challenge for me. And I mean, our first tournament will be in Doha. So he's obviously in Brazil with family doing his pre-season. Mine will be a lot shorter this year, obviously, with the events of the previous weeks. I'm going to go to Dubai for 8 days for a bit of holiday, a bit of outdoor training, and then back home, go to Scotland for Christmas, and then Travelling Circus starts up again.
Travelling Circus. So will you actually train with Andy? Because he's going out there for a while, isn't he?
Andy will be there, yeah. Will I train with him? Probably not. I'm going with my coach, Alan McDonald. Colin Fleming's coming out as well, actually. So we'll probably do quite a bit of tennis together, more kind of double specific stuff. Leave Andy to do the hard work.
Do the hard work, yeah. But just in terms of training, how much do you have to do in terms of fitness? I mean, is it a lot more than sort of, is it as much as he would have to do?
I can't honestly claim to train as hard as he does. I mean, I think from doubles' point of view, it's a lot more kind of short, sharp, explosive stuff. Not really much endurance because you don't really need it in doubles now with the scoring system on the ATP Tour, where it's just two sets and a tiebreak. But a lot of like lunging, squatting, that sort of stuff. But yeah, more kind of power, explosive movements, that's more key in doubles.
Just a quick question. The new partnership with Bruno Suarez, I'm always intrigued about how do you go about the process of finding a doubles partner? Who makes the first? Does it start with a casual conversation in a player's lounge? Do you cold call someone and say, I'm looking for a new doubles partner? How does that come about? Do you have sort of a practice test session together? What's the process like?
Facebook.
Yeah. I think once me and John decided that we weren't going to play together next year, then you know, I sat down with my coach, spoke to him a little bit about it, and we both thought that Bruno would be a good fit for me. And we weren't.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, I play on the juice. I wanted to find someone that played on the ad court. Bruno's one of the best in the world on that side. He's got some of the best returns in the game. You know, he's known for his returns. I hadn't really played with a guy who's kind of been a steady returner throughout my career, and you know, I think that will really match up well with my playing style. So I messaged him actually just to kind of gauge his interest, and then spoke to him on the phone about it, and then decided to go for it.
And what are your? I mean, given you've finished top 10 in the world, reached the O2, and obviously now the Davis Cup, what is your hope for next year in terms of the ambition of this partnership? I mean, is there something in particular that hasn't happened to you yet that you think with him could?
Well, I think for both of them, I mean, Bruno and Alex Payer were, you know, they were clearly the number two team in the world for a good kind of 2.5 years. But they didn't win a Grand Slam. You know, I got quite close this year in getting to two finals. So I think for both of us, our goal will be, you know, however long the partnership lasts, will be to try to win a Grand Slam doubles title. You know, of course, you go into every partnership with the best of intentions and you hope that, you know, things will be amazing, but you know, a lot of hard work will have to go into it to make it work, I'm sure, and I hope that we're both ready to do that.
I was going to say, because you obviously went through a period with a lot of different partners, then you had John for a long while. How long does it take, do you think, to get some sort of chemistry?
I mean, I guess every partnership's different. I mean, for me and John, you know, when we played our first tournament, I felt like I was like, yeah, I could see the potential in the team and in him. But of course, you still, you know, you got to work hard at it. I think we both improved a lot over the 3 years, kind of individually. And obviously, the fact that we were in London a lot training together, we were always working on the on our games and trying to get the team as strong as possible. And this year, obviously, all that hard work paid off. But I mean, obviously, I hope with Bruno, we can hit the ground running, yeah.
Let's hope so. Jamie, lovely to have you with us here on the Tennis Podcast. Have a good holiday and have a good training block, and well done this year.
Thank you. Cheers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.